So after a day of skiing on Copper Mountain, Colorado, I come into the condo, set a fire, turn on the TV, and watch the Illini win a bowl game pretty handily. I'm so on top of the world right now. I know I shouldn't be. I mean, it's 7-6 football team. You know, is it? I don't know. One game over 500. Woohoo! I can't. None of that even pierces me right now. I am in such a good mood. The game tonight. You know, we all felt it. We all were thinking it. Okay, 24-0, and we're all still nervous. We're Illinois football. We can't be trusted. This is how it works. And then it's 24-14 all of a sudden, and we're all feeling it. And we got a punt, and here we go. Then a nice third down stop, and then a long Ford and LeShore drive with a little spin cycle forward and a little feed five here and there, and it's over. And I, you know, it's only Baylor, and it's only the Texas Bowl, but it feels so good right now. I'm seriously, maybe it's the altitude. It's got to be the altitude. I'm giddy. I'm just so pleased. Shielhouse starring 13 for 13? What? What was he like? Something like 17 for 23 for 240 some yards. You know, and you look at the freshman contributing. That catch Darius Malines made. I saw him do that in Rantoul, and I've been wondering where it's been. I think this is only his second catch of the season, but he can go up and get the ball. You know, the Langford play where he beat his guy and Shielhouse dropped it in inside of the safety. Evan Wilson going up, twisting in the air and grabbing that ball. We're going to be throwing to him more the next 3 years. Jay Prosh opening holes. So I'm really, really encouraged about the offense going forward. The only obvious big gaping hole is when LeShore declares in a few weeks. Yes, we'll have 1 year of Ford and Pollard, and they have experience, and if Ford can maybe come into camp in the best shape of his life, he could have a pretty solid senior season. But after that, it's Bud Golden, and who knows? Does safety Ian Days move back to running back? Are we going to pull somebody in this class? What do we do at tailback? And how's this offense run without LeShore next year? But you know what? None of that matters right now. We went down to the Texas Bowl in a road game, and we broke our little bowl streak of losing two. So in the last five bowls, I guess it would be, we are 3-2, and that's pretty good. I can take that. You know what the biggest thing is right now that has me happy? And honestly, it's the biggest thing this whole week. This whole December, this whole getting six wins and going to a bowl game, we're part of it. For the last 15 years, as an Illinois football fan, getting so frustrated at you know, being outside looking in on bowl season and everybody else gets to play. And now, you know, it's strange, but I look at it and somewhere some Michigan State fan in some bar in Dearborn right now turned to some Iowa fan who happens to be there and sitting at the bar and say, "Hey, Illinois pulled it out. We're 2-0. You know, New Year's Day, we got five games. You know, Big Ten's going to really prove something." I mean, we're part of it. We're part of the conversation, you know. Bob Greasy's on TV talking about the freshmen and you know, all the freshmen contributing on offense and how, you know, in 2-3 years that, you know, with all the experience, they could be pretty good, and we're part of it. And that has me so happy because we've been so many years on the outside looking in and not mattering. So I'm really, really pleased. I'm really excited. Next year, as they were talking about on the broadcast, 8 home games, 16 returning starters. You know, if you can get Tez and legit back, who knows what we could do? I mean, look what Brandon Denmark did in a couple plays tonight, showing a little more future from freshmen. Look what Jonathan Brown did on that blitz. So things are looking pretty good, and I'll take it. So go Illini. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. I'm thrilled.